You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Lake Superior College in Duluth has been named one of three schools in the state to receive grant funding for the Program for Accessible College Education Initiative. The grant funding seeks to expand access to higher education for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Lake Superior College will receive over $185,000 to offer more inclusive educational opportunities, including financial literacy courses and employment skills training through local partnerships. The new programs will begin in the fall of 2026. Barron Electric Cooperative and CoBank have announced a joint donation to the Spooner Fire District for critical equipment. The organizations donated $2,000 for the purchase of self-contained breathing apparatus. The equipment ensures firefighters can breathe safely while working in environments where they could be exposed to harmful smoke or gases. Spooner Fire District officials said they're grateful for the donation to ensure their firefighters have the best tools available as they protect residents across Washburn and Burnett counties. The Rice Lake City Council is set to consider a proposal for continued use of the recreation options outside the Armory Building following its sale to World Harvest Church. The city had a previous agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs allowing residents to use the baseball and softball fields, playground, and picnic area near the facility. The agreement would have been in place until 2029 prior to the sale of the facility. The proposal that the City Council will consider on Tuesday seeks to continue that agreement with World Harvest Church. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to become community scientists by contributing to the Game Bird Survey. According to a press release, the survey will be open through the end of August and seeks to measure the reproductive status of game birds across the state. The data collected from the surveys is then used to help DNR officials make informed population management decisions for the birds. More information and a link to download the survey can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. A group of Republican state lawmakers is renewing efforts to repeal a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers that increased school funding for the next 400 years. A newly proposed bill would eliminate the per-pupil adjustments from the 2023-2025 biennial state budget beginning in the 2026-2027 school year. The partial veto allows school districts to raise revenue limits by $325 per student every year through 2024-25. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the veto following a legal challenge earlier this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released data on fish stocking numbers across the state for 2024. According to the data, over 5 million fish were stocked in various inland water bodies and the Great Lakes last year. The stocking helps support fisheries in areas where natural fish populations are not sufficient to maintain their operations long-term, as well as recreational fishing opportunities. A full breakdown of how many and what kind of fish were stocked in various bodies of water is available on the Department of Natural Resources website. A Stone Lake man is facing charges after being accused of releasing his dog on law enforcement authorities while trying to evade arrest. According to the Lacouderay Tribal Police Department, officers were attempting to arrest 44-year-old Mark Lopit for operating while intoxicated on June 21st when he allegedly attempted to flee. He's facing multiple felony charges after allegedly releasing his dog multiple times during his escape attempt, refusing a field sobriety test, and causing a disturbance in the Sawyer County Jail after being taken into custody. A new facility aimed at helping Superior area residents experiencing a mental health crisis is now open. The Hope Haven Peer Respite Home seeks to help people struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues in a home-like setting with peer support specialists. The facility has 10 staff members and can house up to 4 people at a time. Funding came from local healthcare and community-based organizations, as well as Douglas County Health and Human Services. The facility is currently open for overnight stays from Friday nights to Monday mornings. State lawmakers have proposed new legislation adding regulations to protect residents from scams involving cryptocurrency payments. The proposed bill would restrict the operations of Bitcoin treasury machines and require cryptocurrency companies to refund people if they lose money in a scam after being enticed to send the funds through one of the machines. It would also allow a maximum of $1,000 to be transferred at one time and limit fees that cryptocurrency companies can charge. The proposed bill could be considered this fall. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit challenges a rule change by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It argues the rule change would make it more difficult for residents to obtain health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the change would decrease the total enrollment in Wisconsin's individual marketplace and make premiums less affordable. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be. It'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. Follow the money, and it might lead you to why The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was canceled after 11 seasons. Maybe. CBS insists it's for financial reasons. Some think there are political motives, or that it's due to the Paramount Skydance Studios merger. Either way, one of the funniest guys on TV will no longer be occupying David Letterman's old chair. Colbert addressed the firing to the studio audience on Thursday night and said he has not been replaced, but The Late Show is just going away. Colbert's first show was September 8th, 2015, and his last will be in May of 2026. Damn shame. Speaking of the Paramount Skydance merger, there could possibly be another casualty, according to Jon Stewart. The longtime Sometime Daily Show host, according to Variety, says he honestly does not know what the future holds for the show. Pretty sure it's only like three people who own everything now, and I'm not one of them. Stewart added that Comedy Central without the Daily Show is like Muzak. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.